Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another installment of the PVD Cast. I'm your host, John Orlando. How are you all doing here this evening, or this afternoon, or whenever the heck you're listening to this episode? It is going to be a short episode, or as I like to call it, a bantam edition. I promised you that I would have plenty of synonyms for the word short, and I haven't. I've yet to fail to deliver, but anyways, wanted to jump on here and share a couple of my thoughts and opinions about a couple of topics here. Next week, I plan to have a very special guest on. I'm very excited to have this gentleman come on. I'm not going to say who it is, but he's quite a charismatic character, and I'm really looking forward to it. So you're going to have to stay tuned to that and definitely listen to episode 77 next week. But let's just go ahead and jump on into some of the things I wanted to talk about for this edition. First off, I have kind of a correction to make. I said something that was totally wrong on the last episode of the PVD Cast. That was the episode where my good friend Adam Michaels and I sat down and reviewed and gave our thoughts about NXT TakeOver Brooklyn and SummerSlam. And I think when we were talking about the tag team title match on the NXT special, I think that I had mentioned that Blue Pants, a.k.a. Leva Bates, had been signed by the WWE. And, well, that is totally wrong. That is not correct at all. I apologize for that. However, it just came out, actually, in a story that she has not been signed by the WWE, actually, but has kind of stirred up some trouble. Apparently, she continues to sell merchandise through her own means, using the name Blue Pants. Apparently, she has upped her fees for indie bookings because of a couple of appearances on NXT, and that's kind of rubbed some of the other individuals in NXT the wrong way. You know, I mean, I don't know. I guess you got to make the money when you get the chance. And the WWE isn't stopping her from selling merchandise under the name Blue Pants. So, I mean, what the heck? What are you going to do? But nonetheless, I wanted to clear that up, that I had my facts wrong. And hey, I'm not perfect. I make mistakes. So there you have it. So correction done. I can check it off the list of things to talk about. All right, well, let's talk about another bit of wrestling news that, quite frankly, some of you might find my opinions on to be a little bit controversial. But this past Tuesday, Superfly Jimmy Snuka has been indicted on murder charges. This stems from an incident that occurred in May of 1983. That's right. Let me repeat that. May 10th, 1983. Anyways, at the time, his girlfriend was a young lady named Nancy Argentino, and she ended up dying. And there's been a lot of cloudiness around that situation. Snuka had claimed that while en route to a WWF event, that he had pulled over alongside the interstate, and Nancy had went out to use the restroom, slipped and fell, hit the back of her head on the guardrail, claimed that she didn't feel good, and later passed away. However, there's always been kind of a little bit of speculation that there might have been some domestic abuse, but charges were never filed or anything. Snuka apparently did lose a civil case where he had to pay for damages to the family of the Argentinos, but finally, that family has pushed and pushed and pushed, and some 30 years later, we're finally going to get justice, I suppose. Now, here's the thing, folks. And maybe it's because I don't have any personal connection. It wasn't my loved one. It wasn't my friend that was involved in the situation and tragically lost her life. But at this point now, 30-some-odd years later, isn't it a little late? I mean, to top it all off, it just was recently stated in some other wrestling news outlets a couple of weeks ago that Superfly Jimmy Snuka is suffering from stomach cancer. He's 70 years old. I don't know much about stomach cancer, but I imagine that that can't be good, and the prognosis is probably not a positive one. So, I mean, whether he's innocent or not, or he's, whatever, I mean, at this point, is there a point to this all? I guess you get closure if you're the family, I guess, but I don't know. I just think it's kind of a little bit of a, you know, too late. Sorry about it. That ship has sailed, but I don't know, so it'll be interesting to see. Jimmy Superfly Snuka has been removed from the WWE Hall of Fame section of the website, much like Hulk Hogan was. And so I believe he is out on bail, and they're setting up trial dates and all that jazz right now. So we'll have to keep our eye on what happens to Superfly Jimmy Snuka and his current run-in with the law. If I can kind of stick on the same topic of crime, by the way, I would like to talk a little bit about something that I haven't talked about. It happened August 2nd, if I remember correctly, but just recently some subpoenas went out to get some folks to come testify in some court proceedings. And what I'm talking about, of course, is the Chicago Blackhawks' Patrick Kane and his investigation on charges of rape. So August 2nd, apparently while back home in Buffalo, New York, Mr. Kane was there and supposedly met a couple girls at the local watering hall, and now one is accusing him of rape. Apparently they both ended up at his estate, if you will, in Buffalo. And, you know, I don't know. I mean, again, I don't know whether the dude's innocent or guilty or whatnot. He's never been charged with anything. They're just kind of still investigating the situation. But, you know, man, this is like the third time Mr. Kane has gotten into trouble. Probably most famously in 2009 when he and his cousin punched out a Buffalo cab driver over like $14 cab fare. Yeah, we'll just say that there was some alcohol involved in that situation. Anyways, and then I guess, you know, last year there were some issues with him having a big giant party on Cinco de Mayo, which kind of rubbed the Blackhawks the wrong way. So, long story short, he's got some heat with the front office, and there's been some other general managers around the NHL calling, asking about Patrick Kane, which you got to figure, the guy's won a couple of cups in Chicago. You know, Chicago's got a lot of people under contract for a lot of big money, including Kane, who gets like $84 million over the next X amount of years. I think it's 6 years. If they could get, if Chicago would eat some of that salary, I would not be too surprised to see Patrick Kane moving on to another team. But nonetheless, I think whatever team's picking him up, they better be fully prepared that if you're getting the services of Patrick Kane, he may not play the entire season because of these legal problems. I mean, you know, you look at Slava Voynov for the Kings, he still has not yet stepped foot back in an NHL rink while he's cleaning up that whole giant domestic violence situation that he's involved in. But should be interesting nonetheless. In fact, you know what, as I look at the calendar, we're only a couple weeks away from training camps opening in the NHL, and the season starts beginning of October, which I'm excited for. But you all know I'm a giant puckhead, so anyways. All right, well, let's wrap up with my last few thoughts. Actually, going to share my experience. You know that I've been talking about it on this podcast for the last couple weeks about old wrestling. Old wrestling had their big extravaganza of wrestling exhibitions this past Sunday up in Norwalk, Ohio. And, you know, I went up just to visit, just to hang out, just to watch the show, just to be a fan. And the show was phenomenal. You know, it was really good. Very entertaining, thoroughly enjoyed the environment, but I gotta brag a little bit because I got an opportunity to do something so cool that I just gotta share it. While I got up to the show, I realized that OCW colleague, I guess you could say, Jock Sampson, who was booked on the show, had some merchandise, and he was getting his table set up to sell his merchandise. And I approached him and said, "Hey, Jock, it doesn't look like you have anybody here to watch your money and watch your stuff. Do you want me to do it for you? Because I'd be happy to, because I'm just here to watch the show as a fan." And he said, "Sure, go ahead, man. I'd appreciate that." And lo and behold, who set up shop right next to me but none other than Tracy Smothers. Man, it was awesome to just hear Tracy Smothers share really cool stories about wrestling. It was absolutely the highlight of the day. I mean, the show was great, but personally for me, to hang out next to it, you know, I will fondly remember Tracy Smothers as a member of the Full-Blooded Italians in ECW, even though he has a very long career, you know, from Continental Wrestling to WCW to WWF to Smoky Mountain. I mean, but I truly enjoyed his work as one member of the FBI. But it was just so cool to just sit there and listen to him talk shop and just talk about some of the cool things that he experienced and actually not so cool things as well throughout his career. So that was awesome and definitely a memory that I will cherish. So, All right, ladies and gentlemen, with that, I mean, we're getting up to about 11 minutes. I said I was going to try to keep this to about 15 minutes because it is a Bantam edition. That's right. I used it again. I used that term again. So with that being said, I'm going to take a quick sip of water, and then we're going to move on into... Are you ready? Can you hear it? Can you hear the music? Orlando's Fave! All right, we're going to talk about a television show that I've been watching over the summer. That, from what I understand, it's gotten a lot of buzz, and a lot of people like it. So my fave for this episode is the USA Network television show that just wrapped up its season this past Wednesday, Mr. Robot. Now, I like it. Would I put it in maybe like one of my top five? Maybe not, but it was a pretty decent show. It's got a real interesting feel to it. The gentleman that created it, Sam Esmail, has been very vocal about the fact that he's a huge David Fincher fan, and you could definitely see that in the cinematography. The way that this film is, the way this TV show is filmed, it's really got that feel of Fight Club or Seven, and I dig that. I also dig that the fact that Rami Malek does a very good job of playing the protagonist Elliot in the TV show. I don't know why I keep thinking it's film. I don't know. Maybe because you're probably sitting at home going, well, Jesus, John, because the last Orlando's faves, the last seven of them have been all movies. Guilty as charged. But I digress. anyways, Rami Malek does a great job being the character in this television show. Overall, I would really dig it. So I think you should check it out. I know it's on demand. I think it's only 10 episodes. So it's definitely interesting in what some of the themes are within that show. At points, I think it does deviate from some of the main storylines to give you these silly little side storylines, which is a little bit disheartening. And I won't lie to you, the season finale, the last few minutes of it was a little bit unsatisfying. We'll just go with that. But overall, I give it a watch. If you're looking for something that's a little bit out there, that's a little bit weird, that's a little bit different, hey, definitely check out Mr. Robot. So, all right, there you have it. Orlando's fave for this edition, this Bantam edition, third time's a charm, right, folks? Anyways, other PVD cast. So, hey, with that being said here, I'm going to start wrapping things up. Let me let you know where you can get in touch with me. You can get in touch with me, obviously, on Twitter by just going to @PVDMVP. That's also the same particular handle that you can find me on Instagram. Though, I gotta confess to you, I really haven't done squat with that Instagram account. But I am out there. If you wanna post a cool picture or whatnot, PVDMVP. You can shoot me an email, johnorlando@pvdcast.com. And you know what? Tell a friend, tell two friends, hell, tell a foe, tell somebody you hate about the PVD cast. I don't care. Anyways, listen to them all at pvdcast.com, or you can check them out on Stitcher. Again, it's a great app. I also have them up on SoundCloud, too. That's right. So give it a listen wherever you want. So with that, ladies and gentlemen, tune in next time when I will have a really awesome guest for episode 77. And with that, I will talk at each and every one of you later. Thanks for listening, folks.